From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. American Muslim leaders quickly rallied to say they were appalled that an American Muslim might have tried to ignite a car bomb in Times Square over the weekend. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty says they added that the suspect, Faisal Shahzad, was not known in their community.
It took only a few hours after Faisal Shahzad was arrested for Muslim leaders to roundly condemn the suspect, noting that he was innocent until proven guilty. Nihad Awad, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says he welcomes the arrest and repudiates any acts of violence.
In no way, shape, or form does this attack represent the American Muslim community and what we stand for as a faith community. We are as shocked and in disbelief as anyone else in this country.
Awad says that Muslim leaders in Connecticut and New York do not know the suspect, a Pakistani man who recently became a U.S. citizen. But he says they are cooperating with police, and he's urging those in his community to come forward if they have any leads. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Senate lawmakers say they've come up with a bipartisan agreement that should please opponents of the Wall Street bill, who say it allows for taxpayer-funded bailouts. NPR's Audie Cornish reports that it clears a key obstacle to getting a final bill approved.
California Senator Barbara Boxer already has an amendment on the Senate floor that would ban taxpayer funds from being used to rescue failing financial firms. Now, Senator Chris Dodd says he's reached a tentative deal with Alabama Republican Richard Shelby that will complement that measure.
Obviously, we both need to look at the language of it before we can say that categorically. But I'm satisfied, as I believe my colleague from Alabama is, that we've reached that agreement on the too-big-to-fail provisions, which we hope with the Boxer Amendment takes that issue completely off the table.
Democrats say the tentative agreement would drop the proposed $50 billion bank-paid fund for liquidating dying mega firms. Instead, the bill would have banking regulators get a loan from the taxpayers to cover the cost, and the money would be paid back through sales of the failed company's assets. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Asian stocks fell between 1.5% and 2% today following significant losses yesterday on Wall Street. And a Stanford University finance professor, Daryl Duffy, says it wasn't the U.S. economy that sent stocks falling.
The stock market had been doing quite well with reports of improved American economic performance, but the seesawing that we've seen over the last few days is almost entirely related to how Europe has resolved Greece's debts.
Stocks also fell as labor unions protested on the streets of Athens, rejecting spending cuts and higher taxes that would come with a $144 billion bailout package from the European Union. This is NPR News. The airspace over Scotland and Northern Ireland is closed because of an ash cloud from a volcano in Iceland. Dublin's main airport has halted flight for the second time in 2 days. European airport officials grounded flights across the continent for nearly a week last month because of concerns that volcanic ash could damage jet engines. Brazil has stepped into the debate over Arizona's immigration law. Richard Reynolds reports that Brazil says the law needs to be changed to avoid punishing the millions of Latin Americans living legally in the United States.
Brazil's President Lula da Silva was attending a summit of South American leaders in Argentina. A government spokesperson said the Arizona law sacrifices the human rights of migrants. The Brazilian government believes there are about 1 million of its nationals living in the U.S., the vast majority of them legally. Brazil became the second Latin American country to criticize the legislation after Mexico. But the Argentine summit, attended by 12 leaders, will discuss the issue and is expected to issue a communique which also blasts the legislation. Arizona's law is expected to come into effect in 3 months. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds.
Arizona is facing another lawsuit over its tough new immigration law, this time from the city of Tucson. The city council is suing the state to overturn the statute, citing the potential cost to enforce it and lost revenue. Mayor Bob Walkup says the city's economy heavily depends on tourists from Mexico. An anonymous bidder has purchased a 1932 Pablo Picasso painting of his mistress for a record $1.5 million. The bidding among 8 clients at Christie's auction house and on the phone lasted 9 minutes. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.